I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump called Sunday for immediately deporting illegal immigrants entering the United States with no judges or court cases. In a string of Twitter comments, Trump declared, "We cannot allow all of these people to invade our country," contending that our system is a mockery to good immigration policy and law and order. The U.S. leader claimed that the U.S. immigration law is laughed at all over the world. It's very unfair to all those people who have gone through the system legally and are waiting online for years. President Trump says immigration is a good election issue for Republicans who are hoping in the fall election to maintain control of Congress over the Democrats.
Our issue is strong borders, no crime. Their issue is open borders. Let MS-13 all over our country. That's what's going to happen. If you listen to them.
The Republican-controlled House of Representatives is still planning to vote this week on comprehensive immigration policy changes after last week defeating a tougher version of new immigration controls. The president has asked them to hold off on those votes until after the midterm elections. The U.S. military has relocated wooden coffins containing the remains of 100 American soldiers who have been missing from the 1950-53 Korean War to the inter-Korean border in preparation for North Korea's eventual return of the remains to their home country. A U.S. Forces Korea spokesman said 150 metal transfer cases that will be used to send the remains home were shipped to a U.S. air base near Seoul. North Korea agreed during the June 12th summit in Singapore between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump to return the remains to the U.S. This is VOA News. An explosion at a campaign rally for Zimbabwe's president that injured 14.